on, Neil, is that a useful point, do you think?
I think so, definitely. Moving forward, I think as a unit, I thought we were spot on. Our distances to press were very, very good. And the things I've been working on in training over the last few weeks all seem to be coming together. So that's culminated in us picking up points and getting results and unbeaten for, was it, 7 games now? So the run we need to continue. We keep working and keep working on the things that we need to improve on. And from today's performance, I thought the boys were absolutely spot on. We move really well with the ball, we pressed in groups, and we didn't give them a second. I honestly didn't think they could live with us. We had, I would say, the majority of the ball. They hit us with a counter. We didn't really defend it well, but we recovered really well from it, and I thought we went on again and got stronger from that. And after that, dominated. Obviously, the free kick late on in the game, where Evers made a really good save, was a one-off. Was against the run of play. I thought we bossed it.
You're particularly strong, I thought, immediately after the goal. You had a really good spell then.
Yeah, I think so, and that's a sign of a progression. In the past, earlier on the season, we tended to fold from goals, but we've got resilience now. We've got a team spirit. They're an excellent group, and you can see that bond now. They look at each other, roll the sleeves up and the back, and they're giving it a right go. And I said, I think personally the pleasing thing is how we set up as a group now, how we press as a group, how we move as a group. We're playing into right areas at the right times, we're pressing at the right times. We know when to turn it, we know when to press, we know when to keep it. And they're the key issues that we've been working on, and you can see it on the pitch now, it's starting to work for us.
And good to see Frank following in for the goal as well.
Yeah, he scores goals like that, he does, he anticipates things, he gets himself into really good areas. He's a bright kid. So he'll score more goals like that. He's good. He'll get himself into more of a 10 role as well. He sees opportunities. He sees space, and he's got two great feet. So, like I say, he'll score goals from that. He anticipates things really well. So, he's good, really good.
Disappointed with the manner of the way that their goal went in, were you?
Yeah, I think it was a sucker punch, because I don't think we deserved that. I think we were having a majority of the play at the time. As I say, we'll have a look at it, but I think we can defend it better. But the most important thing and the pleasing thing was the way we reacted to it. We didn't fold, rolled our sleeves up, we got straight back on the ball and dominated play from that.
The form that Gillingham have been in, do you think it may be a case of 2 points dropped though, ultimately?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously, they came and they adopted a good shape. They kept really narrow, made it hard for us to get through them. It's always difficult to come away from home, come to a place like this. They've got a decent budget. They've got good players. So they're always going to make it hard for us to break them down. So I think the performance is the most pleasing thing. We came here and we gave a really good, solid performance, and that's what we're after. Consistent performances, and performances will bring points. We keep the performance and keep the performance, and we'll keep climbing the table.
Just one other thing I wanted to ask you about. Dean Holden wasn't on the bench tonight.
Yeah, he's had to shoot home for obviously a family matter. So we send him our wishes, and we'll be speaking to him later.